Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
Hi, my name is Lori Feldman, and I'm a senior at University High School. I'm a volunteer for Champaign County Healthcare Consumers' Campaign for Access to Emergency Contraception. In 2003, Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, Planned Parenthood, and other groups throughout the state joined together to pass statewide legislation that requires all health insurance plans in Illinois to cover prescription contraceptives. However, throughout the course of their lives, many women will have their regular method of contraception fail, have unprotected sex, or be sexually assaulted and need timely access to affordable emergency contraception. With this in mind, in May 2004, Healthcare Consumers began the Campaign for Access to Emergency Contraception. Emergency contraception, or EC, is a special dose of ordinary birth controls that can prevent unintended pregnancy when taken up to 5 days after unprotected sex. Contraception failure is sexual assault. EC is not a substitute for correct use of regular contraception and provides no protection against sexually transmitted diseases. EC is not abort efficient. If a woman is already pregnant, EC will not work and will have no effect on an already implanted fertilized egg. EC can only prevent, not terminate, a pregnancy. While EC can be taken up to 5 days after unprotected sex, it is most effective when taken sooner. However, a woman must currently have a prescription to get EC. Many women cannot get EC in time for it to be effective. For this reason, the Campaign for Access to EC has launched an effort to make emergency contraception available to women without a prescription through two possible means. First, we're advocating for FDA approval of EC for sale over-the-counter nationwide. When the FDA's expert panel convened in December 2003, they voted 24-3 to approve Plan B, a brand of EC, for sale over-the-counter. However, the FDA commissioner caved to political pressure and refused to sign off on the recommendation of the expert panel, citing concerns about EC and teen sexuality. The makers of Plan B have since reapplied to the FDA with a revised application that stipulates that women 16 and older could get EC over-the-counter, while women 15 and younger would be required to obtain a prescription. Secondly, we've proposed state legislation, House Bill 6577, that would allow pharmacists to dispense EC to a woman without a prescription. Six other states have already successfully enacted similar legislation. The Campaign for Access to EC recently launched its push for FDA approval and state legislation at a rally attended by over 150 people, including community members, high school and college students, physicians, religious leaders, and parents. A survey of Champaign County pharmacies found that while many pharmacies stock EC, others refuse to fill prescriptions for it. If you need emergency contraceptive, you can contact Planned Parenthood, or if you're a U of I student, you can get EC for free at McKinley Health Center. It is strongly encouraged to get a prescription for EC ahead of time to keep in case of an emergency. For information on the Campaign for Access to Emergency Contraceptive, you can contact Brooke Anderson at 217-352-6533. Again, that's 352-6533.
Opinions expressed on the Public Square reflect those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, call the Public Square information line at 217-244-5074 or get complete information from our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Public Square is presented in the public interest by WILL, Urbana.